Rusty Quill presents.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's a funny place, this rock we call home, with all its in-betweens and inconsistencies. It is easy to think that the ground, which feels so solid under our feet, is stable and constant. In fact, it is soaring through the universe at paces our tiny minds can't even conceive of. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio. Hello, faithful listeners. I hope your new year is taking a shape you find pleasant and rewarding. And if not, don't worry. The days are young and there's plenty of time for things to turn around. Time is pretend anyway, and really, there's only now and then tomorrow. And what year it is doesn't really matter too much. So just try not to worry too much about it. I've heard from Kitty. I know many of you will be relieved to learn. She lost her lead on the sins, but she's been off looking for people who might know Madame Marie, who may know more about whatever happened back when I was a kid. She's not had much luck yet, but she had chance to check in on the forums and wade into the discussion of the forums themselves. Kitty told me she doesn't remember the forums being set up, and it seems that nobody who uses them does, really. A few veteran users were able to give a pretty conclusive account of it being a website where you could add questions and list community using the Spirit Box services. Quite quickly, it seems, it became more of a message board. One user, Malarkey Shenanigan, seems to have been around since the beginning. They had a lot to say about the early days of the forums. Apparently, people had been writing in to Madame Marie for a few years by that point, though they couldn't precisely remember just how many years exactly. The original site was as much a way of sending a message to be resolved by Madame Marie on air as it was for reporting commune with spirits, apparently, even in those early days, which I think is pretty interesting. It was about connecting, even then. But isn't that what a spirit box is, too? Or any kinds of attempts to commune with arcane beings? It's all an attempt to connect. Maybe the things we talk to aren't quite as alive as we are, but what we're doing is trying to talk to them, isn't it? I wonder if that has anything to do with why in the early days of Arcanism there wasn't really much practice of the arcane arts amongst Arcanists. It's too much like connection. Gods, I'm starting to sound like Raitedo Yorane. Time to move on, I think. As we're on the topic of the forums already, a new thread has been opened up this week and submitted by a fairly new user of the forums, MitzyB223, who seems to go by Mitzi from the comments on their post. Here's what they had to say. Okay, so basically what happened was I was leaving school the other day and I realised I'd left my psych book back inside on the table. And I normally wouldn't care because, you know, just a psych book, I'll get it in the morning or whatever. But we have exams soon and our teacher for some reason thinks that makes right now the best time ever to set us a whole mountain of homework. And I really didn't want to fall behind because, you know, I want to get into college. So I went back into the building. It was weird because it was super quiet, like way too quiet. I'd come out of class late, but not that late. It's not like I've never been in school after it's finished before. There's normally at least a few people hanging around. Teachers at least, you know? But there was nobody. I didn't really have a bad feeling until I got back up to the psych classroom and my teacher wasn't behind her desk, which is super weird because she'd been sitting there marking stuff as we were leaving the classroom and it had only been like 5 minutes. The doors were all open, even though they'd definitely been shut when I left because of the AC. My book wasn't on the desk, it was open on the floor, face down, like someone had dropped it. But I know I'd left it sitting there. If I'd knocked it, I'd have remembered it, right? I guess someone else could have knocked it, but I was definitely the last one out of the room because my mum texted me about dinner and I replied before I finished packing up my stuff, which I know for sure happened because the teacher yelled at me for having my phone out in the classroom even though class was over, so it wasn't the classroom anymore, it was just a room and she has no jurisdiction anymore. When I was coming out of my classroom with my book to leave, I saw my psych teacher at the window at the end of the hall with like 5 other teachers. They weren't doing anything, just standing there staring. So I went to the stairwell because there's a window there which looks out at some part of the school grounds, and that's when I saw it. A massive burning pentagram in the middle of the track field. I had planned to get home fast to get a head start on all my homework before dinner so I could still maybe squeeze in some time to watch TV before bed, but I just stood there staring at this massive burning pentagram on the ground. My instinct was like, oh, I should share this on the Spirit Box radio forums, but they were still down at that point, so I didn't have anywhere to turn, really. I know all the witchy kids in my school. A lot of them are anarchists, and a couple of them aren't shy about how much they like fire, but drawing a giant pentagram in the school grounds like that, I don't know anyone who could be bothered. There are better targets, more meaningful ways to put pressure on the school that don't risk you getting billed for damaging property. A couple of teachers had gone out to the field. They were walking back and forth along the pentagram's curved edge. Mr. Matthews, who teaches math, he was waving his arms in the air, taking off his glasses and putting them back on again, like if he did it enough times he might see something different, but he didn't. The fire went out pretty quick, after maybe 10 minutes. I figure it was lighter fluid or something, and it just burned itself out pretty fast. I put my book in my bag and went home. The next day, they'd put up tape around the pentagram. Some of it was police tape, the yellow do not cross type, but most of it was the red and white stripy stuff they used to mark off sections in the hall when the roof leaks after heavy rainfall, like the police didn't have enough tape to make it the whole way around. The tape was tied to these plastic stakes, almost like tent pegs, which stood out about a foot from the ground. You could just step over it pretty easy, and you didn't even need to reach out and touch the black lines where the fire was. Before my first class, I went over and squatted by the tape, like a lot of people were doing. The grass was charred where the fire was, but the roots were alive underneath. I had psych again before lunch, and on the way up, I stopped by the window to look at the pentagram burned into the floor. A few other people were there looking too, and then, I don't know. I just sort of thought to myself, man, I wish the forums were working, then I'd be able to ask everyone about this. I looked at the pentagram again when I left psych, and on my way out of school, I went over to the tape, and I stood there for a few moments, looking over it. There were a few other people there looking too. One of them asked me if it was me that had done it. I told them no, obviously, and then they started going off on one about theories and stuff, about who could have done it, if it was Satanists or whatever, and I was about to start explaining that that really isn't what Satanism is about, and this cop came over and just started sort of looking at the rest of us, so we all just kind of had to go home. I had a bunch of homework to do, so it wasn't until pretty late, way after dinner, that I got to sit and kind of mess around on the internet, and I thought I'd just look and see if the forums had magically come back online, and weirdly, they had. It was so strange, they'd been up for like a day and a half. Since around the time this massive burning pentagram appeared on the school field. But we're in a different continent. Like, how does that even work? I know coincidence is a powerful feature of Arcanism and everything, but that can't be a coincidence, right? I didn't do it. Of the witchy people at school, I know at least one other person who knows about Spirit Box Radio, and he was pretty pumped about the forums being back, even though he's not a very faithful listener or anything. Anyway, I just wanted to tell everyone about this and see what you all had to say, you know? And Sam, if you read this, maybe you will know if these things are somehow related, though I can't see how they possibly could be. And that's the end of Mitzi's post. I haven't really given much thought to what happened to make the forums come back online, actually. I've been distracted, I guess. Oliver and Anna would use a different word. Obsessed. It's extremely annoying that the one thing they can seem to agree on is that I should be leaving this Scourge thing well alone. Anna's all, how do you even know Scourge is his name? And I'm like, I don't know, do I? But for some reason, she thinks this is a reason to stop looking into this, when really it's a reason I should be looking into it. With Oliver, I don't know. He does at least seem resigned to the fact that I will keep looking for Scourge, whatever he thinks. He doesn't ever try to talk me out of it directly. I miss Kitty. Anyway, back to Mitzi's post. I don't really know enough about the forums to say anything definitive. Like I said, when I first came back, it just sort of started working again. The only thing about the forums that I can say for certain is that it started up around the time when my memories started to be a thing again. I wish I knew more about where to start, but... Oh, wait, we had a caller. Emily, I think. She was really into computers. She was trapped in the impossible house, I think, but she called me, didn't she? I wonder if... Emily? I call upon you, Emily, to speak with me.
Sam?
Sorry, were you, sleeping?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we do that here.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry, you just sounded groggy.
It's been a while since... I don't know.
Well, sleeping or not, I'm sorry to disturb you. I just... the house. And I wondered if... are you all right?
The house?
On Baymouth Road, you went there and then you were trapped?
Oh, yes, I remember. The house on Baymouth Road, with the white door. Your house.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
No, more than that. Yours. You. Part of you, Ghostmaker.
Could you maybe not call me that?
Oh, of course.
Do you remember we spoke on the phone before?
Vaguely? It's strange. The house was still. There was no time there. No space. Not really. Nothing but stillness. It was both cramped and endless. When I spoke with you, it was the blink of an eye and also an eternity.
Right, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about, actually. You were stuck there, but you're not now?
No. There's more of me now, it feels like. Or maybe I was just numb before.
And are you... you know?
Dead? Yes, I think so.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not sure how it happened. I don't think it was you, directly. The house was hungry. You were hungry. There was no thought or intent. I just became a part of it.
But you could call me here, and you were on the forums, the day of the seance.
Yes. It's... the house and the forums are connected, but only by a few fine threads. It took a lot of effort and energy to reach beyond the house. And then, when you were inside of it, it all fell away, and those fine threads coiled and guided through loops, weaving into the forums. All the power that was there is here now, and it's moving.
What do you mean it's moving?
The house was stasis, suspension. But the forums are connected. Everything shines here.
Are there others?
Yes, many.
How many?
It's impossible to say. Some are vague and indistinct, just fragments, really. Others are more whole. Those of us from the house, we are less solid than some of the others.
There are more of you from the house?
Yes. Georgie, some scattered pieces of their parent, a small boy, and others.
And others?
Yes.
I need you to do something for me, Emily.
Of course. Anything you need.
Well, you were into computers before, right?
I was.
And you're immersed in the forums or something, right?
That's right.
So, do you think you could find out how it works? Where is it set up? What's the structure of it? That kind of thing.
I can try.
Thank you.
It's what I'm for.
What you're... Oh, Beth! Is regular caller Beth there?
I think so.
Beth, will you speak with me?
Sam?
Oh, Beth, are you all right?
Well, I'm dead, which isn't great, but otherwise I'm pretty good, yeah.
That's... Wow, I'm glad it's not all bad.
It certainly isn't. Oh, you know what?
What?
Well, since you read that letter from my mum, I've realised. You know how before I was accidentally messing with stuff in her house? Well, I can do it deliberately now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's hard because, well, the whole gang back here finds it a bit taxing whenever I do it, but every time it gets a little easier. I'm hoping to leave her a message soon.
A message? But can't you call her like you call me?
Ah, no. Think that's just an heir apparent exclusive type deal?
What?
Like, I can only speak to you this way. Because you, you know, made me.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, did you want something?
Sort of. You've been in the forums the longest, right?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of folks who've been here longer, but they're less, present than I am. I think I'm the best work you managed.
Oh.
Is that all you wanted to ask?
No, but... Well, it's about what stuff is like back there. What does it feel like? What's the layout? Is there a layout?
No, it's a... Well, it's not a physical space. It's... Oh, I don't know how to explain it properly. It's nowhere and everywhere and anywhere. It's different for all of us. We're all here together all the time, but at the same time, we're separate. If that makes sense.
It doesn't.
Oh.
Don't worry, that's fine. That's the arcane, isn't it?
It is.
And you're okay, aren't you? You're not suffering?
I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
I suppose it is. Do you need anything else?
No. You're fine. Thank you, Beth. You can go.
Alrighty. Bye, Sam.
So, the ghosts, they're connected to the forums? I suppose we knew that already. And the Impossible House is somehow linked to it, based on what Kitty said about how the house's defence mechanisms changed. It took a lot of energy for Emily to talk to me outside of it before, but less so now, and Beth says the ghosts are kind of connected to each other too. Hang on a minute. We started calling it the Impossible House because there was an entry about it in the Little Book of Big Magic. Unfortunately, Madame Marie's copy is somewhere in the rubble of this basement studio and we've yet to track down any other copies. It was just a disambiguated term from what I remember and didn't go into very much detail about how it worked. And all the other information we have about the house comes from Kitty and the loyal assistant's observations and what Stickler and Stickler told us about it. They did use the term Impossible House, but they said it almost like a joke, didn't they? They described it mostly as an artifact of the arcane. Which means what, exactly? Bit of thing we don't understand. It all sounded very official before, but in hindsight, it's saying nothing at all, really. Maybe I should ask the true Arcanist deck. No. No, I won't. Well, hopefully Emily will be able to tell us more about how the forums work soon, and we'll be able to work out if anything has to do with the apparently spontaneous appearance of a huge burning pentagram on Mitzi's school grounds. Coincidence is a powerful feature of Arcanism. I'm giving myself a headache. I think I'm going to call it a night, faithful listeners. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll speak to you next week. Spirit Box Radio is a podcast created by Pippin Ayra Major, distributed by Hanging Soul Studios under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, share-alike 4.0 international license. This episode starred Pippin Ayra Major as Sam, Freya Meldrum as showcaller Emily, and Daisy Major as regular caller Beth. Find more info at hangingsawstudios.com and consider supporting the show on patreon.com/hangingsawstudios for early access to new episodes and shiny bonus content. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Tune in, get spooky.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.